ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
I just want to make sure you're ready, brother.
Show me the money.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind. Yeah, I got the ring, I'm the champ. I'm the genie of the lamp.
This is the gift I was given, so I just live by my hustle.
Smoke cheaper, cheaper, smoke cheaper, cheaper.
Yeah, things,
you're so hot.
VIP me put in my pocket. It don't make sense, but don't make a profit. It's all a hustle, ladies and homies. Make money, make money, money, money.
Okay, let's go smoke that joint.
What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. And oh yeah, we got another episode of Elevated Sports Talk. Let's get down to biz. All right. And Stranger, you the man. He said, thumbs up, click. Let's go. When you guys jump in, just hit that thumbs up. Hit that thumbs up. It's like walking into someone's house and just hitting it with the high five or whatever. Same shit, right? And Domo, what's good, bro? What's good? All right. Getting everything kind of set up in the background here so I can see all the different chats and everything. Because you guys know, we are live on Facebook. Hold on. Let's do this the right way. I said we are live on Facebook.
What?
We are live on Instagram.
What?
We're live on YouTube.
What?
We're live on Rumble.
What?
And we're live on, I think that might be everywhere. That's everywhere. Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, Instagram, Rumble. And hey, shout out to Jay repping the Hoodat Nation. What up, bro? All right. Congrats to you for hitting the final square last night, bro. $180 is always nice. Always nice to get after a football game. And Domo said, half PPR, two flex. Should I trade A-Chain and Kirk for Drake London and Neighbors? I'm worried about A-Chain, even though I like his hype. I mean, but you're not worried about Neighbors, though, who's all hype, like right now as well? Because I'm kind of nervous about that as well. And I'm assuming Christian Kirk, right? Not Kirk Cousins is what I'm assuming. I'm going to hold. I don't really like. I mean, I guess you're trading a running back and a wide receiver for two wide receivers, but I don't know. Who else are your running backs? Who else are your wide receivers? You know, like tell me the rest of your team. I mean, I could, in a nutshell, I don't really like that trade. So I don't know. Maybe tell me the wide receivers and the running backs on your team. Maybe that'll make me believe that you need running backs or that you need wide receivers a little bit more than running backs. Danny P, what up? He said, Bijan Mustard. Let's go. Let's go. Can't wait to see Bijan this year. Hopefully with some kind of new look offense for him anyways. You know, him getting just a shitload of catches. And Jay said, hell yeah, thanks. That's all about the money. Where is it? Hold on.
Show me the money.
Show me the money.
All right. Fire them up.
Woo. All right. I was the first one of the day. Been a very, very busy morning. Got to get all the winners paid. Got to get the square boards updated. Had to check leagues, make sure that there was no, no trades, which there was. And Danny P said, I forgot Bijan played in Tucson for high school. What? Hell yeah, just got done with the wake and bake, Jay said. There we go.
Roll a fatty for this pimp daddy.
And Domo said, I love Pacheco, CD, Devonta, Laporta. Said, besides A-Chain, I only have Warren, Dattle, Chuba. See, like, that makes me think, like, no, that trade's, like, really bad for you because you're going to trade away A-Chain. And then you have Pacheco, Warren, Dowdle, Chuba. Like, man, that hurts your team. That hurts your team. Don't do that. And you're just trading one hyped player for another. And A-Chain, at least we've seen him do it in the NFL. It's we haven't seen Neighbors do it in the NFL yet. Not saying he can't, but he also has Danny Pesos, you know, throwing the ball. So, you know, like, if I'm going to take one hyped guy, like, and trade him for another, and Domo said, you believe the A-Chain hype. I mean, I guess it depends on the level of hype. We saw him do it. Like, the thing that I've always been nervous about him since last year is, bro, he's just small. He's a wee little man. He gets hurt. What up, Antonio? And that's the thing that he's that that's the thing that's worse for him. But you trading away a running back and not bringing back a running back is going to hurt your team. It's going to hurt your team. Magic Man, he said, great game last night. There we go. And, man, what a finish. What a finish. And football's a game of inches, right? I know that's super cliche. Literally, his toe was that much on the line. And all I got to say is, for anybody who's still calling Lamar a running back, they really don't know football. Like, they really don't. Like, look at some of those throws that he was making. Like, the scheme, the play calling, like, that's not all on him. Like, that's another thing, too. It's like, it's not like Lamar. It, like, maybe he changes plays at the line, you know, but he's not calling every single play. And, man, that throw, that was a dime. That was a dime. And Stranger said Lamar was overthrowing all night. I mean, bro, overthrowing all night. Let's go see. Because did he overthrow some people? Yeah, but so did Patrick Mahomes. Like, it's the first game of the season. It's the first game of the season. Let's go see what he ended up finishing off as stats-wise. Like, you know, I mean, it's crazy because at one point he was like 13 for 17 or something like that. Threw so much at the end that he's 26 for 41. All of that was from, most of that was from like the last quarter. Let's see. Yeah, ended up bringing it down to 63% after that. But, I mean, shit, when you're throwing 63% and you're running for 122 yards like as well. Yeah, look at Mahomes, 20 for 28, but he had the interception. You know, at least when you're overthrowing the ball, if you don't overthrow it to another opponent, you know, sometimes that's a good thing. But, yeah, the Ravens, like, they fucked up with a lot of the play calls. Like, really, it was on the long balls. I mean, shit, what would you rather do, though? Would you rather overthrow on a long ball to where nobody could get it? Or would you rather underthrow to where it gets intercepted? Because, you know, those are usually the two options there, especially when, I mean, you're throwing into, like, you know, double coverage or whatever. And some of those long balls, he was throwing into double coverage, trying to beat the defense. And, you know, like, it's not like it was, like, to wide open, like, players. And you say, yeah, but some of those throws is not near a wide receiver. I feel it. But what about that last throw? Because that's what I was talking about. Not every single throw, like, of the game. Like, there was a bunch in there. I'm talking about that last throw. Nobody could say that that wasn't a dime. Over two defenders and right into a perfect spot. And Isaiah Likely couldn't toe tap it. He couldn't toe tap it. And, like, the play calling was horrible last night for the Ravens. Like, I don't think anybody could disagree with that. It was horrible last night. How do you have Derrick Henry and you only give him 13 rush? That's it. Just 13? That's it. And, like, yeah, there was a lot of times where Derrick Henry wasn't doing anything with those rushes. But, man, they got called on multiple flags, like, on multiple plays. Like, I guess those don't count. Like, the plays where he got the ball and, like, there was a flag and they had to bring it back for a legal formation. Like, man, that was so fucking ridiculous, man. We had, like, 20. I know it wasn't 20, like, legit, but I swear it was, like, 20 illegal formation calls. Like, man. And Stranger said, I'd rather have Joe Burrow throwing dimes. I mean, of course. I mean, who's to say that? Joe Burrow's not a two-time MVP yet, though. Joe Burrow is not. He, like, I mean, had he stayed 100% healthy last year, maybe he would have been the one to win the MVP. But as of now, Lamar's a two-time MVP. Joe Burrow is not. And I love Joe Burrow. I love him. But his ass needs to stay healthy, because this is two out of four seasons that he has not been healthy. And we need him healthy. We need him dropping dimes. I want to have him as an MVP on my team. And Jay said, third and one, I'm running the ball, not throwing 30 yards. Bad play call. For sure. I mean, I don't think anybody could disagree with the play calling was horrible last night for the Ravens. It really was. Like, look at the first drive. Like, they go down, they run it down their throat, and you get an easy touchdown. And it was like Patrick Mahomes came back, and he did what he's supposed to do, scored a touchdown. And then it was like John Harbaugh was like, oh, shit. We can't keep running it. We got to throw it because they're going to keep scoring. And then nobody scored for like two quarters, it seemed like. I mean, no touchdowns anyways. He said likely was being pushed out on the last play. Without that good D, the toe would have been in. I mean, hey. So, see, that has nothing to do with Lamar dropping a dime right there, right? It's just good defense. He said that's why we had problems last year in New Orleans. I mean, yeah, I mean, I know that, like, you know, we have the creme de la creme, you know, play callers and shit, but, like, I don't know. I feel like we could call plays better than these guys sometimes. It's like they try to get too cute. And I understand Zay Flowers is, like, the shit, but, like, five of those balls that they threw to him, like, easily where he didn't get shit on the little wide receiver screen or, you know, whatever it was, they should have given those extra five touches to Henry. They should have given it to him. Like, man, he's a beast. Like, you didn't go out and pay to get, you know, one of the best running backs in the league, who's a free agent still. And he did look kind of slow, but he's always looked kind of slow. It's because he's so fucking big. Pause. Since new play caller did you, yeah. And bro, and Song said T. Higgins has a hamstring injury, didn't practice with the teammates. So he didn't practice today at all? I mean, yesterday he was limited in practice. I guess let's pull this up real quick. Let's see what kind of news we got going. Ooh, but hold on. We got someone who just placed a number for the squares. Let me go lock this in real quick, because now I'm not doing the website that I was before, but we got squares for tonight's game. That's going to be the Eagles and the Packers. Oh yeah. And there's only 25 squares left as of now. Only 25 squares left as of now. Lock this in for Ron. All right. There we go. And hey, what up, Corey? Say what up? The goat is live now. Hell yeah. Every morning, bro. Every morning we're getting it. We're getting at it. And Stranger said the Ratbirds O-line was garbage, bro. It was so garbage. I know they have a lot of new pieces over there, but that was bad. That was really, really, really bad. Really bad. And Frank said Higgins or McLaurin. As of right now, it's going to be McLaurin. We got to be paying attention for Higgins. I mean, Song just said that he didn't practice today. I didn't see that, but I'm going to go check all the news right now. I know that he was limited yesterday because of injury. So yeah, we're gonna have to figure this out. All right, and let me actually, someone else just placed some squares too. Let me do that, and then Song, I'm gonna send you the Niners, bro, because people have already been placing on the Niners. Let's see. And I love it when people feel the urge to tip, because the person who just gave me their numbers, they were a winner yesterday, and they told me to keep a tip, and I appreciate that always. because it is not expected, but they are always appreciated. And even though I ask sometimes, you know, because it's just because I know that some people will, and some people like to because they like the good karma. And then some people, it doesn't matter. They won't tip. And either way, I'm not butthurt about it. But I always shout out the people who show the love. So shout out to you, RJD Lucky. Appreciate you, bro. Go lock in these four numbers. And one of the numbers. He gave me the numbers too slow. And one of them got taken. Let's go throw this in there. All right, let's see. Oh yeah, and song. Let's get him the Niners board right now. Yeah, because you know people are going to be going crazy for that Niners board here. And Domo, Devonta or Olave? Probably for this week, I think I'm going Olave versus the Panthers. They're secondary. You know, they've lost a couple pieces. Of course, is everyone going to go crazy for likely on the waivers? Do I believe the hype? I mean, what's his name got hurt early? Andrews, he got hurt a little bit early. But, yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Everyone's been hyped on Isaiah Likely for years. Maybe this is finally it. As of right now, he's the flavor of the week. We'll see what happens on Sunday, though. And strange that multiple sources say Higgins didn't practice, but Higgins says he feels great and will play. Man, like, I can't listen to the players anymore. I really can't. Because, like, we've had, like, players say this in the past. Keenan Allen, Josh Jacobs, to name a few. And then they don't play. So, I mean, We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But we all got to monitor this shit. Because everybody drafted T. Higgins as a starter. For sure. And Deej, what up, bro? He said, hey, my boy, what up, bro? What up? Shout out to Deej on Facebook. And Domo said, rest of season. You didn't say rest of season? And why? So I would not trade one of those wide receivers for one of those wide receivers. I wouldn't. There's no point. They're too similar to me. I want to figure out how to get both of them on the same team. One second, guys. Okay, good. He said coach will be speaking later today. So, good. That's good to hear. Yeah, I don't believe the players anymore. I really don't. Like, I mean, I take in everything that they're saying, but they don't even get to make the choice if they play or not at the end of the day, you know? So that's, for me personally, that's just why I'm saying I don't believe shit that the players say anymore. You know, I got to hear exactly what the coach says. And, you know, we got to know is if it's what's it called? If it's coach speak or not. And shout out to King DLBC. What up, bro? All right. Let's smoke it up, guys. And Song, thanks for the reminder, because I started getting a message here. And yeah, people already went a little, and not went crazy, but there's been a few people today who already got some in. All right. There it goes. And Stranger said, I guarantee it'll be coach speak as long as the NFL regulations allow. And see, and I really feel like I've gotten a little bit more fluent in coach speak, because we hear them say one thing, but you know exactly what they're saying. You know, like, we know if it's bullshit. Like, it's so funny. Like, I'll tell you right now, the best coach speak languages being spoken, Mike McDaniels, Kyle Shanahan, Jim Harbaugh. And those are just the three that, like, off the top of my head, it's like every time they speak, it's like coach speak. And you got to understand, like, what they're saying. And it was funny, even Jim Harbaugh, when someone got hurt, I think it was Herbert, he was like, I'm not qualified to answer that. I'm sorry, I'm not a doctor. Like, that shit was just funny. And they kept asking him in different ways. And he was like, I'm not a doctor, guys. Like, maybe we can get him up here for the presser. It just kept going with that. And Jay said, it was easier when you had the website go to pick and pay, less work for you. It was. Now, and I'll explain why I can't do it. Well, not that I can't do it anymore, because I could. But now this website, they charge per board that you do. And that wouldn't be the worst. Like, I would pay that because it's not the worst thing in the world, because it does make my life easier. But I can only do 20 boards for the entire season. And so that's the thing that sucked, is that if I can only do 20 boards, that totally defeats the purpose of using it, because literally we're doing 4 boards just this week. And we're doing 3 every single week. So it's like, I'd only be able to use that system for like 5 or 6 weeks. And then I would have to make everybody switch. So just in my mind, I don't want to switch mid-season. I want to get everybody on the same type of system right now. And so it is more work for me, but I would rather do it this way than people fucking, than people like having to switch systems and getting all confused and all this shit, you know? Like, that's really what it comes down to. Really what it comes down to. I didn't want people to have to change up the way that they were used to at mid-season. For sure. And Stranger, so when it comes to injury timeline, Zach Taylor would not comment ahead of time since AJ Green. I mean, it's probably the smarter way to do it, you know? Like, just take whatever timelines the doctor give you and, you know, just say that, right? Like, I mean, every time that we find out about an injury, I'll hit Google and then I'll see what the timelines are. And usually it's like, it could be this much, but it's probably like 3 to 6 weeks, you know? And we're always looking at the longer end of that timeline because we just never know. Hey, Josh in the house. What up, bro? Showing love on Facebook. What up, brother? Got any fantasy questions? Throw them in, homie. Throw them in. All right. First game. First game in the books. I got to respond to a couple things about the squares here. Lock these in real quick for some peeps, like our man Song, who just threw some in. And we're just going to keep rocking. So let me do this real quick. And then we'll go over some stats from Thursday night. We'll talk about some fantasy implications and things that happened. And yeah, we're going to keep on smoking. So, let's do what we came here to do. And any questions, throw them in. The dog got a headbanger. I own Andrews and Likely. I figured Andrews was still the guy, but it could be starting Likely until we see Andrews back to form. Yeah, we just got to hear about both guys' injuries because I know Andrews got banged up and then Likely got banged up. So, yeah, Stranger said Zach doesn't say numbers anymore. I mean, it's better not to because then you're held down to whatever you say. And Jay said, that sucks, bro. He said, cool, you the man. He said, smoke another bowl. Fuck it, let's go. Let's go. Got to lock in a couple squares for some peeps. And then do what we came here to do. Get more high. Let's go. Mary Jane. Do ya. Mary Jane. I love her just the same. I'm in love with Mary Jane. I'm not the only one. Savage Jeremy, what up? Lamour, what up on Twitch? Let's get it. Just followed. Appreciate you, homie. What up? So what's good with y'all? Anyone start worthy last night? I had him at the flex. Yes, sir. Not in every single league that I had him, but I know I started him in a handful of flexes. It was teams that I wasn't really that good dynasty-wise, and so I was able to swoop, like, you know, guys like him early. And I know I had him. I don't know how many lineups I had him in because I have a shitload of lineups, but I know I had him in a few, for sure. For sure. And what up, Zach? He said, James Conner, T. Higgins at the flex. As of right now, James Conner, because I just wanted to hear more T. Higgins news. Because, yeah, let's actually go check what kind of news we got for right now. Let's see. Here we go. All right. And someone said, let me get a jump start on the other boards. So let me let's send him out. Man, I cannot wait for this Lions-Rams game. Double revenge narrative from the quarterbacks. And then you know you got a bunch of revenge narratives against Goff. You made it. I don't even know how many people are still there from the Super Bowl loss when he was there, but you made us fucking lose. What up, Crispy? What up, Crispy? And Savage Jeremy said, are you on the Quorum train? Someone dropped him for Mason. I mean, I'm on him enough to go pick him up. Like, I mean, he's drafted in all of them. Like, why would someone drop him before the first game? So give me your bench and I'll let you know who you should drop. I mean, or if you should drop anybody, but you probably have someone worth dropping. I'm sure you have someone worth dropping. All right. Let's get another song going and let's smoke more weed. And then we're going to look at some news and then we're going to talk about the fallout from yesterday. Like the fire that needs the air. Yeah. I need you to hate. America got a thing for this gangsta shit. They love me. Black chuckers, black gully, leather, pele, pele. I take spin over rainbow shit. I'm a fan. Right. You got the silver duct tape on my tray handle. The women in my life bring confusion to shit. So like Nino with New Jack, I'll cancel that bitch. This is the life I chose. Niggas around me so cold. Man, my heart gun froze. I build an empire on a load of knocks. Don't know I'm the weatherman. I take that cocoa leaf and make that snow. Sit back, watch it turn the dough. Watch it go. Oh, after oh, you know. Homie, I'm just triple beam dreaming. I drop a Donnie Mitchell for him or Jerry Judy in a heartbeat. I hate Deontay Johnson so much it almost said him, but probably not the smartest move. But yeah, Adani, Jerry Judy, either one of them, just like that for him. Because if Quorum gets used like anything on the regular in this first game, like you just know it's going to be a thing like the whole time. And it probably will be. Like look at the way that McVay has always schemed with the run game. I mean, I know that, you know, they'll go crazy with one person. But... oh shit, $100 fab per week, damn. And now you gotta decide. I mean, he's worth at least 15 or 20. But I don't know your league though. You think you can get away doing like 6 or 11? Like, do that. It sounds melodic. If rap was the block or spot, I'd be that potent product. Now get a load of me, flashy, far from low key. And you can locate me wherever that dope be. Getting money, man. I want to find a thing. Wherever that dope be. So I hustle. Nigga, you get in my way. Goff, week one versus Goff and the revenge narrative versus the Rams. Super close, though. All right, Jamar Chase, practice him. He's expected to address the media for the first time this season after practice. Jalen Ramsey and the Dolphins have reached an agreement. 3 years worth $24 million to make him the highest paid cornerback in NFL history, second time in his career. Woo! 3 years extension, $24 million per year. That's what it is. Ramsey's the shit. Kyle Van Noy suffered a fractured orbital bone in Thursday's loss. He will undergo further testing to determine how much time he will miss. Pitts was limited in practice yesterday. Full go today. No, full go Thursday. Wednesday, limited. Thursday, full go. And that's all the news since the past. No sign of Tommy Tremble at warm-up. No Ian Thomas either. Dude, their tight end game sucks over there for the Panthers. And Jay said, gotta rep the ones that keep me in the loop. Appreciated. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what that's what these shows have kind of always been about, making sure that people know the news and everything that's going on. So if people are tripping on Pitts still, I didn't even see that yesterday. Maybe because of the game. Like, I don't know. Like, just who the hell knows? But yeah, Kyle Pitts. So for being limited on Wednesday, full in Thursday. So if people are still worried about him, I mean, he's a full go. Anything can happen as far as like tweaking, you know, the injury again, but yeah. Could be a buy low for Pitts if someone's like super, super nervous and super, super pissed about him already. Kirk Cousins has never been the type of guy to like force feed the tight end. You know, I mean, maybe a little bit with TJ Hawkinson, but not really. So that's just one of those things that I get a little bit nervous about Kirk Cousins and like Kyle Pitts, like what they could actually turn into. Because there's a lot of hype, you know, behind it right now. There's a lot of hype. We know that for sure. All right. Let's get another song going. Let's smoke another bowl. And then we're going to talk about Thursday's game. And if any more news comes in, we'll be checking. We'll be checking. Here we go. Getting the squares in for some of the peeps right now. That's just going to be more of like a normal thing on the shows because I can't push them off for hours and hours. We're always grinding for the peeps. Hey, California, Washington keeps it blazing. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. Exhale. First one to fade.
We Mary Jane, you pick me up, you make me feel no pain.
No pain.
And when in doubt, inspire me to get out. Sing with my heart, I'll take a draw to calm down. Don't have to tell you, we don't have to give a reason. We elevate at any time or any
time or any season. But yeah, Hawkinson would take a step back and pitch the healthy. Keep it blazing.
Just got some Mendo at my spot and it's fire wanna
inhale. Exhale.
And in the island, well stocks keeps me medicated.
Inhale.
Them propaganda cannot alter me philosophy. If we ganja proper blaze it up with no apology. Crush it in my hand, that's the plan. Now if you follow me, stack it in my van, you understand, we make a salary. Colorado, Cali, cannabis are the commodity. Babylon, them can't get none of this, so do not bother me. Highest from Jamaica meets the highest from the West. Yes, I am impressed. No revolution past the rest, check.
Don't have to tell you, we don't have to give a reason.
No reason.
We elevate at any time,
any time or any season.
California, Washington keeps the
blazing.
Just got some chronic at my spot and I'm ready, wanna
inhale.
Your Colorado well stocks keeps me medicated.
Let's go. And man, these boards, they are they're filling up fast, guys. Everybody is super excited. There's only 21 squares left in today's game, 76 in Sunday's game, and yeah, Monday night's game. I mean, shit, there's only 60. left there. So if you know that you want to get squares, especially this first week, do not wait because everybody's super hyped. And we got more new people playing like as well. So boards are just going faster than before. And I mean, if they start going fast where I fill up all the prime times like easily and people want more, I'll start doing a game like on like Sundays like as well. And, you know, someone wants to place like 10 squares, you get to pick. I'll let you pick which one and then I'll fill the rest of it. So just throwing that out there for anybody who may want, you know, another game besides prime time games. Like going, maybe we get, you know, maybe it's a Sunday game or something. Who like a Sunday morning game, Sunday afternoon game, you know, whatever. Always makes it a little bit easier the later it is in the day, because then it gives me time to fill it up. Because a lot of times people just get real, Noble in and out like crazy. People get, you know, excited when the game is about to happen. Like that's really what it's all about. People get really excited when the game is about to happen. All right. Yeah. All right. One more thing here, and then we're going to get into Thursday's game. Let's get. Sitting the wind, loaded guns, clipping the end. None sicker than him, yes indeed. I'm iller than the STDs or sex disease. These dirty rats want extra cheese on that piece of the pie. Now ask me how high, I tell you, reach for the sky. Sling the crooked letter rock, that's my home. 23's wrapped in chrome. Not only snap on your niggas, but I snap them bone. Slap your dome, make you leave that crack alone. You got the key to the city, but the latch is on. I got it locked. Bring in the noise, bring in my boys, bringing you lumps, pop the clock, but only if you feel this shit. Jack the Ripper, don't make me have to kill this bitch. Back to get ya, put it in check. That's the Mr. Mac with his foot on your neck. Shut your lips up. Smoke Chiba Chiba. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Brick City to the crooked letter. Let's get. Right. Man, when the party is boring, I had these hoes stripping till it's part of the morning. I love a fat chick with a body. Getting all the squares, peeps paid. Everyone's been paid for the squares. My weed half a pound when it's smoking the air. Yesterday's like basset hounds. I don't stash the drug, nigga divide. I'm that nigga that rides. Shout out to our man Toker One J for the tip on the squares. Shout out to our man RJD Lucky. Appreciate you guys for the tips. I stayed back, but my biz moved up a class. Always appreciate it. Because I'm out here grinding, man. I'm out here grinding. I'm glad you guys know. These shits don't fill themselves. And Stranger said you're doing squares for the Bengals game. Not as of now, because they're not one of the primetime games. But if you're going to jump on, I'll, you know, like I said, place close to 10. Place close to 10. And I'll do it. It just makes it a little bit easier for me to fill it. Let's see what time that game. Putting in work, foot in the dirt, like it's all good. Roll through your hood, pushing a hearse. I wish I would. Come around like Clint Eastwood, as if you're repping your hood. In my neck of the woods, speak for villains in the PJs. Try me, bitch, I'm with a same shit for 3 days. Find me lit, blunt sparks like a day. So that one's a morning game. So it might be tough this week. It might be a little bit easier next week. Because, yeah, next week it's an afternoon game. That usually makes it a little bit easier. But if you buy a bunch, I'll do it, man. I like a challenge. I like a challenge. Smoke Chiba. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Brick City, hit the crooked letter. Let's get. Smoke cheaper. You're so hot that I can kiss the sky. Dang it, this guy. All right. Let's get it going. All right. Thursday game now. Thursday game. You're ready to pull it up here. And, oh, shit. And, hey, Charles, what up, bro, on IG? He said, what up, A+? He said, how's that first game, Chiefs versus the Ravens? It was wild. Let me know if you're still there, because I know this was from, like, a minute or two ago. Let me know if you're still there. But what up, bro? What's going down? Long time no speak, homie. And Timbers on Twitch. What up, what up? It said, panic levels for Kelce and Andrews, zero. I mean, Andrews, no, not zero. Kelce, zero. Ravens have one of the best defenses in the league. So, that's just, you know, it could happen. It could happen. Andrews, though, panic level setting in for sure. I'd say I'm about 50% if we're, on this 50-50. 50-50 scared as hell. 50-50 not nervous, but... And strangers at how much per square? $6.90 per square. And each quarter, there's two winners, $80 and $20. It plays forward and reverse. And then the final square is $180 and $20 for the reverse. Uh-oh. Bake said, what up, homie? You see that trade in the number 21? Uh-oh. Let's go see, bro. Let's go see. I saw that a trade came in. I did not get a chance to go check it, but now that Bakes is here, let's go check it out. I'm going to check it out. Oh, shit. Likely for Bauer straight up. Straight up. Damn. Who would you guys rather have right now? Throw it in the chat. I'm very curious. Just straight up in a dynasty, Likely or Bowers. That's interesting. That was very, very interesting. Already an immediate move for Likely and giving up Bowers, no less. I mean, I never really liked Bowers to begin with, but never really liked Isaiah Likely to begin with either. I did a post. Someone said, me trying not to put Zay Flowers or Xavier Worthy in my fantasy starting lineup tonight, in my fantasy starting lineup because they played tonight. And I posted this last night and I did a little quote tweet on X and I said, bro, you got to play in some bigger leagues. I said, you got to play in some bigger leagues and you would have drafted them as starters. And I said, I know 10 man is the most popular, style of league, but damn, every 10 teamers stacked. He said, I hear you, but it depends on how seriously a person wants to play. For me, with the amount of time I have to give to it, the 10 man is still competitive enough. I have Chase, Evans, and Moore starting. It's likely that is one of them that won't match Worthy's 20 points this weekend. Yeah. People are funny, though. I'm pretty sure this is like a fantasy person on X. And Strand said, I don't mind waiting for an easy game to fill. Well, I'm just saying like next week, it's probably just it would be a little bit easier because it's in the afternoon. That's really what makes it easier, just timing. Because for me, it's 10 in the morning, you know, and like I go live like hella early. Derek, salute. We're just talking about you and Bakes's trade right now. Nobody put in the chat. Who would they rather have? Who would you guys rather have? Likely or Bowers? Throw it in the chat. Throw it in the chat because we just saw that trade go down between our man Derek and Bakes right now. And we know exactly who they would, you know, pick. I mean, they traded him straight up. And he said, yep, just did that. Brock for Likely. Let's get it. Oh, and Jay, he said Likely. There we go. Hold on one sec. Let's see. All right. Thursday game now. Let me see. Let's pull it up, y'all. Let's look at some stats. Let's look at some fantasy numbers. Peace out, Derek. Catch you later, homie. Have fun at training. All right. Let me find... Okay. Let's look at some stats. Let's look at some fantasy numbers here. So Lamar, he's the leading point getter. He's trying to say I'd get it on West Coast time. For sure, man. For sure. It's just early. It's early. I feel like if I woke up at 5 o'clock and was doing things, you know what I mean? That's 8 o'clock. If I woke up at the same time, Eastern time that I woke up West Coast time, I mean, it'd be like, you know, it'd be like four something, you know, West Coast time. And if I was up like that early and working, those extra 3 hours, I feel like would really help me. All right, let's see. So Lamar was the top point getter yesterday. And a lot of it probably because of the rushing. So this is based on like your default vanilla, you know, QB scoring. He had 26 points, 16 rushing attempts for 122 yards. He was the game's leading rusher. And then he was 16 for 41, 273 yards and a touchdown. Isaiah Likely, second biggest point getter on the night, 9 receptions, 12 targets, 111 yards. And he had 1 touchdown, so close to having 2. Like, man, if he would have got that, I mean, that would have been an extra 6 right there. So that would have put him at 32. And then he would have had an extra reception. So that would have been 33. And then, I don't know, what was it, like 10 yards or so? So let's say 34. Man, would have had 34 points on opening week had he had his toe not been on the line. Had his toe not been on the line. Man, game of inches. It's a game of inches, ladies and gentlemen. And you know who the third highest point getter was on the night? Roquan. Let's go. Let's see. 7 total tackles, 1 INT. And I mean, that was a big interception. I mean, that kept him in the game for like the whole time. Let me see. How many of those were solos? 4 solos, 3 assisted. Man, Roquan's the man. Roquan is the man. Let's see. DB, Jalen Watson, fourth most points on the game, but second most IDP points on the game. Let me see. He had a shitload of tackles. 7 solos and 4 assisted tackles. Whew. 11 total. And then shit, Xavier Worthy, he's next man up here. Next,
don't give it to you.
21 total points. He had the 21 yard rush for that touchdown. And then he had 3 targets, 2 receptions, 47 yards, and a touchdown. So 2 touchdowns out of 3 touches and 68 yards. Come on, man. You can't gain a pound.
69, dudes.
You can't gain a pound just to make it that much better. And, oh, man. And PJ said everything okay after Burgergate. Let's not talk about that, okay? Let's not talk about that. Man. Noble set me up for failure. It's my fault at the end of the day, but man, did he set me up for failure. So Worthy I mean, shit. So look at that. So, I mean, the top three players, all Ravens. Two Ravens offense, one Ravens defense. And then the two top Chiefs players are Watson with 21 points and Worthy with 21 points.
Let's go give it to you.
Then we jump into two more Chiefs players here. Pause. Rashee Rice, 9 targets, 7 receptions, 103 yards. Like, man. Whew. I don't think any of us really saw that coming. I mean, they're throwing it to him like they used to throw it to Travis Kelce. Like, what's going on? Really, and it's because if you saw the way that they were scheming Travis Kelce, there was not too many plays where Travis Kelce wasn't double teamed over the middle. So I don't know if that was the conscious plan of Andy Reid to, like, make him a distractor in the middle of the field and make everybody go to the middle of the field. And, like, you give Rice just a little bit of space. And, like, he was finding the holes, man. He was finding the holes. So, yeah, 19 total points for Rashee Rice. And Patrick Mahomes, next man up, 18 points here. 291 yards. He had the touchdown. He also had the INT. And then 1 reception for 2 yards when he threw the Mahomes to Mahomes connection. And then 2 rushes for 3 yards as well. Hey, Minnesota Marty in the house. What up, bro? I'm charging my mouse, so I can't click on the on your comment. But what up, bro? What up? All right. Well, and actually, you know what? Now I got to unhook the mouse because we got defensive players, and I don't see the defensive stats over here. I got to go click on them here. So, Leo Chenault. Where's Leo Chenault at? 7 total tackles, 3 solos, and 4 assisted, 18 total points. And Justin Reed. 8 solos, 1 assisted. He was all over the field, man. Reed and Watson, they combined for 20 tackles. 20 tackles between those two. Pacheco, 15 for 45. He had the touchdown. You know, that was kind of like the saving grace of his day. 2 receptions for 33 yards. Man, I mean, we drafted Pacheco like hella high, you know, like, I mean, whoever, you know, drafted him. We drafted him hella high. And bro, like the usage, even that 15, that shit came at the end. Like up until the fourth quarter, maybe midway through the third quarter, something like that. He only had 4 rushes. He only had 4 rushes. And then when they finally, you know, get up and, you know, like I said, second half of the third quarter, fourth quarter, then, you know, that number gets up to 15. But fuck, man, that sucks. That sucks because, like, even at that point, it was like, it was really just grinding to, like, grind the clock. Like, he wasn't ripping off anything big. It was all little fucking, you know, 2 to 5 yarders. Because, I mean, his average on the day was 3 yards a carry. So, nothing great. Like, he was legit just a fucking grinder, like, yesterday. And, I mean, shit, luckily, the 2 receptions for 33 yards. I mean, I know one of those was like a 20 yarder, I'm pretty sure. So that was just another thing, helped get him a couple points there. Because, yeah, 16 points out of Pacheco. If he didn't have a touchdown, the numbers would be decent. But, man, 16 points with a touchdown. I mean, that's only 1 point. I mean, that's only 10 points. Only 10 points, man. Crispy said, "Let's mark." Crispy, dude, don't kill me, Crispy. This shit made me laugh so hard. Especially when I talked shit to Doug yesterday. Huh. And what up, JPZ? What's going on, bro? And Marty said, Justice Hill looked fast. Yeah, for sure. And PJ said, X had three targets. Let's not go crazy. I'm not going crazy. Like I said, I mean, he was super efficient. Like, he barely got any targets, but he was super, I mean, barely got any touches in general. And he was super efficient with it. I mean, it's the two touchdowns. You take away those two touchdowns, he only has 9 points, you know? So double dipping on the touchdowns definitely like made his day like worth it. But if he's not getting those touchdowns, and that's, you know, he's not getting two touchdowns every single game. Like, we already know that. Yeah, Worthy looked great. And really, it was just the way that they schemed him, right? Like, that first touchdown that they got, that was just a perfect scheme, man. You hit him with the reverse, and like all the blocks were out in front of him. Like, that was just a perfectly schemed reverse. And it was a walk-in for him for 21 yards because like all the blockers were out in front of him. And then the catch that he got, I mean, he's gonna be able to do that. He's fast as fuck, and he just toasted that DB. It was like once the DB realized he was past him, it was already too late. It was already too late. And PJ said, I think Kelsey owners should be kind of worried. I mean, not everybody is going to have the linebacker core that the Ravens have. They have one of the best in the league. And I feel like Kelsey, yeah, maybe he's not going to be this Kelsey that we've seen for the past couple years because there's actually weapons, you know, now more weapons at the disposal. That's what it kind of is, man. That's what it kind of is. I mean, Rashee Rice and Worthy, like, man, if they're wide open, why wouldn't he throw it to him? Fast as fuck, you know, and Kelsey being double teamed. So, yeah, they're going to have to get more creative with the way that they use Kelsey. He cannot be a fucking decoy. He cannot. And Marty said Kelsey buy low candidate. For sure he is a buy low candidate. For sure, because he's not hurt. He's not hurt right now. It's the first game, and they were double and triple teaming him every fucking play. Every fucking play. And now, just because of what they saw with, like, not what they saw, but like what everybody in the league saw with Rice and Worthy, you're gonna have to account for them. You're gonna have to account for them. Kelsey's not gonna be able to get triple teamed the rest of the season, you know. Like, Kelsey's amazing, but man, it's like you let Worthy get loose a little bit, like he's housing it. You let Rice get loose a little bit, like it's 10 yards without even trying. You know, so it's going to be all about the way that they keep scheming. And I feel like their scheme was perfect last night for the Ravens. And Crispy said Harbaugh was going for two. Yeah, he was ready to win it, man. He was ready to win it. I mean, ballsy, right? But they were ready for it because they shouldn't have been in it at that point. Like, man, that INT for Roquan really fucking saved him. Really fucking saved him. Because, like, they would not even been in the game if he didn't get that. And on the road, what do you want to do? You want to play an extra 15 minutes, potentially, with the team that has already been whooping you for 60 minutes? Or go for it all right then? You weren't supposed to win anyway, so it's like you're playing with house money, like, at that point. And what would they have done? Would have given it to Derrick Henry and he would have fucking scored that 2-point conversion. And Mike said, that was the right call. Defense was tired. Yeah, they were gassed at that point. Christian, I'd be more worried about the Andrews owners. Well, yeah, for sure. And yeah. And yeah, Marty said he feels worried. As we should, right? As we should right now. Luckily, I don't have Andrews in a lot of places. That's one thing that I'm a little bit, but I'm a little bit happy about, I guess. All right. Let's see if there's anybody hating on Facebook because I shared it to a bunch of places. It's always funny when I see that. Hey, nobody hating. Oh shit, this is funny. The first thing that I see when I go over to Facebook is from one of the fantasy groups, and it says, "Looks like Mahomes gonna be another garbage year this year in fantasy." Man, yeah, like He had like 300 yards. He was 2 yards shy of 300. Had a touchdown and an interception. And they won the game. And like 18 points isn't good enough for Mahomes. Like, nope, 18 points isn't good enough. Hey, hey, David said, watching from Cedar Hill, Texas. What up, my brother? And Flappo, what up? Thanks for following on Twitch. He said, Scary Terry or Christian Watson in the flex. Yeah, and I guess you got to make this decision by tonight, huh? I'm going to say Scary Terry. I'm going Scary Terry. Yeah. And Crispy said, likely is a beast on my fucking bench. Yeah, I mentioned this a little bit earlier, PJ, when I was reading out the what's it called? All the news and everything. And they said he's gotta undergo further testing. And then we'll hear more. Like, yeah, but he got poked in the eye, man. Captain Insano shows no mercy. Man, yeah, I need to get that drop too. Man, I have like a stack this big of papers of sound drops. Captain Insano shows no mercy. All right, there we go. Now that I don't have to fill any more leagues, I feel like there's going to be a lot of time on my hands. See, I don't even think people know how much, like, during this off season, like, man, there was a portion of every single day of mine that I'm filling leagues. And that's the best ball tournament. We got up to 142 divisions. I can't believe it. As the best ball tournament, that was the Dynasty Leagues, started 70 Hustler Dynasty Leagues, and then started 5 420 Crew Dynasties. The 420 Crew Dynasties are going to be a lot more limited, you know, moving forward. But these Hustler Dynasties, they're going to be there. So 75 Dynasties total, and then you mix that in with the 142 best ball. 217, 217 leagues just there. And then let's see, we did 2 Debo leagues. We did 2 auction leagues. We did 4 3 QB leagues, did 4 vampire leagues, did 2 WWF leagues, did 2 auction leagues. Let me see. And then how many of these like redraft leagues? Did 3 single QB redrafts, did 6 super flex redrafts, did 1 IDP super flex IDP redraft, did the Battle of the Brands, did the Kids League. Dang it, I feel like there's something I'm forgetting. I mean, did the survival? We'll count that one. And what am I missing? What am I missing? I feel like I'm missing something. But maybe not. But all that, 244 total leagues this offseason. 244 total leagues. And Marty said 70 new dynasties. Yeah, so 49 of them were super flex offense only. That's definitely the most popular format for sure. And then 11 super flex IDPs, and then 10 single QBs. So 70 for the hustler ones, those $30 ones and $55 ones. 55! 244 total leagues is insane. That's insane. And so you've been doing it since February. So what is that? February, March, April, May, June, July, August. So 244 divided by 7. I filled up 35 leagues per month. So that's averaging more than one a day. I mean, because that would be the best ball included in there. And even though it was do we count the free leagues? Because I forgot about that. Did fill up 28 Wafers leagues as well. 272 if we count those, the free. I mean, I know they're free, but it still was work to fill them up because we didn't let everybody just join double. If I would have just let everybody join double from the beginning or triple or whatever they wanted, like we probably could have filled 50 or 60 of those leagues, you know. But yeah, there's only 420 crew members are double dipping. That's it. And there's only a couple. Uh-oh, Jamar Chase, I saw it on Sleeper. It said he would consider playing Sunday without a contract extension before then. Very interesting. PJ sent in a reception for Mahomes as an extra point. I mentioned that one. It was 18 total points. I was included. And catch up with us, PJ. Get live. Someone put PJ, get live. And JPZ said, that's growth, homie. He said, gotta love it. He said, keep up the great work. Us DJs love what you do for the community. Second to none, bro. And I appreciate all you guys. I know JPZ got into some dynasties this year. Pretty sure he got into a redraft, got into a couple best balls, playing the squares. Like, you're doing everything that I got going for the community, JPZ. And it's appreciated. It's appreciated. I know Marty joined a shitload of leagues. Crispy's like the VIP, man. Nobody's got more leagues than Crispy does these days. And you're the man, Crispy. You're the man. I appreciate you, bro. Because it's a big mission that we're embarking on here. Big mission that we're embarking upon here. And it's not just about the content, you know, like the content, like this is the fun part of the day, like for me, like out of everything that I do, like this is the fun part, you know? And like, so I really appreciate you guys like being live, you know, because like what you guys don't see, like when the cameras are off is, man, I am grinding like all day, every day. Like it was filling new leagues. It was filling the squares. It's getting people on the streaming service and, you know, getting people's, you know, bills and everything organized and all that shit. And just like so much grinding. There's so many days that I'm working from like 7 something in the morning until like 11, you know, at night. And just like, yeah, there's little things in between, you know, that happen, like the live streams, taking Noble places and, you know, little things like that. But like, man, it's just like a straight grind. Like, and now I feel like during the season, like it's not like the grind is over, but I feel like I was grinding so hard in the off season that now it actually feels like the season is gonna actually be a little bit of a break. I mean, I got the squares and I still got the streaming service and I'm still gonna be, you know, going live 2 to 3 times like every single day. But the going live part is like the fun part for me out of everything. Like it really is. Like I don't. This part of everything that I do is not work. Like when the cameras aren't on, like I barely smoke. I barely smoke. I swear. Me and Vanessa, you know, we'll smoke. But it's like when I'm grinding and doing all this, I'm not here like just ripping bowls. Like that's why, like when I do this and I just get to talk to you guys and rip bowls, it's fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome. And Crispy said, only Hus leagues for me. You the man, Crispy. You the man. And I got to go rework the numbers based on 142 divisions because I know that it's going to like change a few things around. I don't think it's going to change the top prize. There's not enough money coming in from 3 extra divisions to change that 5,000. You know, maybe it'll go up by like 100 or whatever. But I feel like 5,000 is just like a really good round number. And that extra money could be put towards the extra, you know, the next place is up. Because 5,000 is going to be fucking dope. Either way. And man, even Noble wanted to get into a draft. And I was like, man, I was like, you got to pay. You got to pay for it. And he went and got $10 and paid for it. I was like, dude, you really want to get in this? I was like, you really, really, really want to get in this? He was like, yeah, I want to win that $5,000. He was like, I have so many toys that I want to buy. I was like, oh my gosh, what am I doing here? But give me your money. Give me your money. And he did the draft and I helped him throughout it. And because, yeah, like IDP players and shit, like he has no idea, like IDP players. But dude, he drafted a really good team. Like he's learning people's numbers. He's learning players' names and shit. Like, he was so excited. Derek saw it when he came in during the football game. I was like, bro, guess you scored a touchdown. And he was like, Derrick Henry. And I was like, yeah. And he was like, yeah. Super hard high five. And PJ said, oh, shit, I am behind. I didn't realize. Yeah, because you were talking about shit that we were talking about, like, you know, 5-10 minutes ago. So I was pretty sure that you were behind. But I don't – that's the weird thing. Here's the super weird thing about YouTube that I kind of realized, you know, when I'm watching and it's just on in the background. If you have, like – let's say it's just on in the background. Like, sometimes it'll just stop. Like, it'll stop playing until you, like, go click back on the YouTube page. Super fucking weird. Super fucking weird. And but the chat stays current, though. Like, that what's also weird is, like, the video will pause, but the live chat, like, stays live. It's, yeah, very, very interesting the way that YouTube works. And I think it's because they don't want to give creators, like, you know, like, extra watch time somehow. Like, that's, you know, my conspiracy about it, you know, because the more watch time you have, the more ads and stuff, you know, that'll pop up for certain channels and shit. So, yeah, that's all I can assume. And JPZ said, no family discount, Noble. No, like, you got to learn. Like, there's no, like, if there's one thing that I want to teach Noble is fantasy football ain't free, you know, like, it's not. Like, yeah, we have free leagues. You know, but for, like, you can't win $5,000 and not pay $10, you know? And, like, I didn't think that he really wanted to do it. And then, like, Vanessa, like, looking at me like, oh, my God. Like, what is going on here? And, like, all he has to do is draft, and then the season just plays itself out. It's either going to be fate or it's not. He doesn't have to do anything after the draft. And she was like, whatever. And then we're starting another one. Noble's like, I got 10 more dollars. And I was like, no. You're not doing two drafts right now. Get out of here. Oh, man. This kid's a savage, man. So I don't even know what to do with him, man. But I'm excited that he likes fantasy football. That's super cool. And, like, you know, it was random people that introduced me to fantasy football. It wasn't, like, my dad or anything who did. Like, I could only imagine if I was, you know, if I had learned about fantasy football when I was a kid. Yeah, in the kids' league, Noble's got a pretty beastly squad. He's got Bijan and Derrick Henry as his first two picks. And I know he's got, like, Sam Laporta mixed in there, and it's no, I think he has Kelsey, actually. He's got Sam Laporta in some other league. I don't know. Maybe he got him in the league yesterday. I can't even remember. And it's funny, even with that kids league, I made it super flex. We're getting the younger generation, you know, off on the right foot. None of this single QB, none of this single QB bullshit, you know, like, we can get these kids on super flex. That's the next wave. And then maybe next year, maybe we'll add in an IDP player, just one or something, you know, because I feel like every year I'm going to have a kids league now with Noble. So if you guys, and you know, next year you guys want to get your kids, because I want it to be all 420 crew members. Like, some of them were just, like, you know, Facebook friends and shit like that. But I'd love it to be a 420 crew, like, kids league. Like, that would be fucking awesome. You know, father-son teams, father-daughter teams, whatever. Be fucking awesome. Mother-daughter, mother-son. Like, you know, we got some female 420 crew members in here. And Bakes out of a couple phone calls. What I miss? Just a lot of smoking. What did we talk about? Kyle Van Noy, the fractured orbital. We got to see what kind of timeline. He said they need further tests on him. And did more people like Isaiah over Brock? There was only one vote, and it was for Isaiah Likely, and that was it. It was just one vote. Let's see. All right, and someone just message. Let me send them the board. Yeah, we got squares, guys. You guys want to get squares? There's only a handful left in today's game. Game starts at 5:20, and Noble's got practice today, so I'm not going to be live for the game. I'll be with you guys in spirit. Be with you guys in spirit. Captain Insano shows no mercy. I wrote that down. Look, getting that drop. I got, look at this list of fucking, look at this fucking list of all these sound drops that I need to get. I am behind on my sound drops, man. And cause I just want to get more. And, Crispy said, nothing like doing 3 best balls at one time and then getting distracted by a neighbor needing assistance with a wild dog. Man, I was wondering where you went when you, because you went, I saw you went auto for a little bit of it. I was wondering what happened, but okay. Well, there it goes. Makes sense. He said, that's why I said a Q and autoed for a bit. Okay. I was wondering what happened. And Crispy, you didn't get into the fourth one, bro. We had 4 going simultaneously and you didn't get into all 4. I'm truly disappointed. You said you were gonna do it. I said I started 10, you were gonna do it, and no, you didn't. You failed me, Crispy. You failed me. And PJ said NFFC offered free look Thursday, Friday, and are still doing week 1 drafts. I bet likely gets in the second or the third round, man. Uh-oh. Jamar Chase today. Let's see. Believes today is the deadline in his mind to get a deal done. Believes 2 sides are in reach of a deal. Will likely be limited on Sunday if he plays and calls himself a game time decision. And would be willing to play the season without a new deal if it gets to that point. Heard all that. And Crispy said, I only have 3 devices, man. And Apond, what up? Waddle, Neighbors, Brandon Ayuk, Diggs, pick 2. Diggs and Waddle. If Ayuk had been there all this time, I'd probably say him. But with Higgins likely out, I don't know if Higgins is likely out. They said he missed practice, but he's saying that he's fine. So I think it's just something to monitor. So make sure you're just monitoring it. And just so you don't have to make a decision today, I'll say Josh Palmer, because Josh Palmer does have a way better matchup than Christian Watson. And then you can make the decision on Sunday. There we go. All right. Today's going to be a little bit of a shorter show. So, you know what? Because I know we're going to get out of here soon. Let me shout out the producers of the show now. All our 420 crew, Patreon members, our ultimate priority members, our all access members, our elite members, our superstar members, and of course, our 420 crew ride or dies. I appreciate you guys. It's because of you that I'm able to do the show every single day. And if you want to become a producer of the show, you go to 420crew.com and you sign up as a superstar tier member or higher. And if you're a superstar tier member or higher, every single game that I do, you're going to get a message or a post in Patreon that only you can access. And all you got to do, click the link and you'll come on. It's just like a Zoom meeting, same exact thing. So guys want to come on the games with me, get to the superstar level or higher, and you'll have the open invite to come on any of these watch parties. Alvin Kamara, Josh Jacobs. And Jay Peasy said, what was the age limit on the kids league? My nephew would love to play. He's 13. So it was 14. So, yeah, we'll get him in next year because everybody's going to be a year older. At least everybody who'll be thinking about playing. And, yeah, it'll be a next year's thing at this point. So just keep it in mind. Because I was shouting it out for a few. And it was only 8 teams this year. I knew we were going to get I was hoping to get either 8 or 10 in there for this first one. And we got 8. We got 8. We were at 7 for a while. And I was like, man, we got to have an even number. Like, we can't have a non-even number. Cannot have a non-even number. And yeah, we got to 8, and it's a super flex. It's a super flex. All right. Can't believe it. First game in the books. First game in the books. Now, let me see. I didn't even get through all the players either. Because, like, what did Justice Hill actually get? Because I know that he was getting a lot of work over there, but he got 12 points. That's it. Six receptions, 8 targets, 52 yards. I mean, would add a touchdown on one of those plays. And then Derrick Henry, fuck, man, 11 points with a touchdown. It's horrible. And where is Zay Flowers? 11 points also. Really bad. Man, that's trash, actually, for having 10 targets to only get 11 points. That is super trash. I'll tell you, though, Chiefs defense is coached up very, very well. What up, Song? What's going down, bro? All right, one more bowl. Then we're going to get up out of here. Appreciate you guys. You guys are the shit. You guys are the shit. We got more and more good stuff coming here. I don't think, I'm not really sure. Oh, yeah, actually, there might not be any more shows today because I know if Noble didn't have practice, I'd be live for the game today, but not going to be live for the game today because Noble has got football practice. So he's got to go get that work in. Got to go get that work in. Yeah, and I got to be there for him as well because, man, there's a lot of times where Noble, like, I don't know if he's like, if he is going to be a sports kid, if he wants to be a sports kid, you know, because he says he wants to be. But then, you know, we get out there sometimes and it's like he doesn't like when people are better than him. That's like the tough part. And, like, you know, it's a league of 7 and 8 year olds. So him being 7 already had a little bit of a disadvantage because he's one of the younger kids. But we'll see. Fucking crispy. I'll get my left nut for likely only slightly damaged from a bicycle chain. Oh, man, you savage, crispy. All right. Game one in the books. We got a lot more games to go. And it's going to be exciting. It's going to be exciting. Thanks for rocking with me, guys, because there's a lot of other shows that you can watch. There's a million things on TV, million podcasts out there, and so I appreciate you guys that rock with me and rock with me every day, man. I appreciate you. I'm going to finish this bowl and get up out of here. Woo! Shout out to all the new peeps who subscribed on YouTube. Shout out to all the new peeps who subscribed on Twitch and Rumble. And shout out to anybody new who might have found the show today on Facebook. Last thing, don't forget to go join the crew at 420crew.com. Let's go. You could join as a free member. You could join as a paid member. You get on the superstar tier, member or higher is when you start getting a lot of different perks. So make sure you go join up. And what else? What else? What else? And grab some squares. Grab some squares. We'll see you a little later, guys. Peace out.
Defense on me.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night. If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
Here comes the boom. 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 Y'all don't really want me now.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.